Ezra Shem's book, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tainis, the laws of fast in the Sefer Zman book of designated times, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing specifically the fast as it relates to the last category we spoke about, when there's no rain. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding the first fast are specifically of special individuals. Hadish Layorgalim Gisham Kalikr, if it didn't rain at all, Mitchilis Mesik Gisham from the beginning of the rain season. So, Imigi Yodzaim Machashman, if it reached rain of the 17th of Machashman, the Layorg Gisham, and the rain didn't come down, which is the beginning of the winter season, Tishrei Cheshvan. So Maschilin Tamid Chacham Belvad. So only the Talmudic scholars themselves they begin Lisan Hashenim Mechamishu B'Sheni to fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And all the students, all Tamid Chacham are fit for this category to take upon themselves to fast as individuals for the fact that it's not raining yet. Now Halacha Beis. Now we talk about the first three public fasts. Higirish Chedesh Kislev, so it's already past the 17th of Macheshvan, we're already up to Rish Chedesh Kislev. The Lord Yared the Gisham, and it didn't rain yet. Bezdin Gezrin Cholish Tainis Alatzibur. So the courts decree three fasts on the community. Sheni Bechemish Vesheni, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Umetarim Behan, Lecha Balish Tabalal. They're allowed to eat and drink by nighttime. It's just fasting during the daytime. Anshe Mishmer, now the men of the group of the Kahanim that do the Avodah that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't fast with them, and they because they're engaged in the service of the Beis HaMikdash, where if, let's say, the ones who do it that day need some help, the ones from the other days of that week go and help them. Now, all the people go into the shuls and they daven, and they scream out, they supplicate, the way they do in all other public fasts. Now, regarding the second series of three fasts. So let's say these three fasts of Monday, Thursday, Monday passed, and they weren't answered. So the court decrees another set of three fasts on the community. Again, on Monday, Thursday, Monday. These three fasts, they eat and drink only when it's still daytime, meaning, like they do the fast of Kippur, meaning you have to stop eating. You can't eat even at the night of that Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Manche Mishmar, now, here, the Kanam of that group, of that week, Mishan Mikzazim, they do fast some of the day, just for Mishlim, they don't complete the fast. But Anche Bisab, the men of that specific household, which is Vehimo Iskim Avoid Baisayim, they do the Avoid of that day in the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yim Mishan Kolika, they shouldn't fast at all, so that it doesn't get in the way, because they're feeling weak from the fast, of that the Avoid the Beis HaMikdash won't be so ideal. Now, any fast that you have to stop eating for when it's still daytime, if someone ate and he stopped, and he made him mind, okay, I'm done for eating, he cannot go back and eat, even if there's still some daytime before it becomes nighttime, you already were mekabel the tainis. Halacha dalet. B'shalosh tainis eilu, regarding these three fasts, the second series, all the people are forbidden to do work during the daytime, but they're permitted to do work at the night. They're forbidden to bathe their whole body in warm water. Upon the bilibiragla, but their face, hands, and feet, mutter, that's permitted. They close up the bathhouse because no one's bathing. And it's forbidden to anoint oneself. Now, but if you're smearing yourself to just get rid of some filth, mutter then is going to be permitted because they only made it forbidden a sicha, an anointing, a smearing of tainig, a pleasure, not to get rid of something filthy. And Vastrumatash Mashamita, the forbidden marital intimacy, Ubanil Sasan the Beir, and also of wearing shoes in the city, Abadech, but on the roads, Mutulino, then he's allowed to put on shoes because of the roads. Now, Mespal Mavotik and the Seas, and they daven in the shuls of Azaika, and they scream, Mishan, they supplicate, Kishar Tanias, like all other fasts. Halacha Hey, regarding the last series of seven fasts. Abdu Elabalay Nenu. So these, the second series of three fasts, passed, and they still weren't answered, still no rain. So the courts decree Sheva Tainis Acheres Al Tzibur, the last series of seven fasts on the community. Sheni V'Chemisha V'Sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday. V'Chemisha V'Sheni, Thursday, and Monday. And V'Chemisha V'Sheni, and Thursday, and Monday. So basically, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's the seven fasts. U'Be'ilu Hashem Lovad. Now, only regarding this last series of seven fasts, U'Boris U'Menikas Mesanis. Pregnant and nursing women do fast. But regarding the other fasts, in the Baruch Manikas Masanas, the pregnant and nursing women do not fast. Now, Vav Bishen Masanas, although the first two series they don't fast, Im Angus Atma Metafnukim, but they don't delight themselves with delicacies. They only eat and drink for what's necessary for the maintaining of their child, the baby, whether in the utero or that they're nursing for. Halacha Vav. B'shevet Tainis Elu, now regarding these seven fasts, Anshe Mishmer, the men, the kind of that group of that work for the week in the Beis Hamikdash, Mis'anam Ashlimin, they'll fast and they'll complete the fast. Now, Anshe Beisav, the kind of that day itself, Avodah, that the fast is on, Mis'anam Mikzas Yemelim Ashlimin, they'll fast some of the day, but they won't complete it. Chodobesh U'asab Ashalshim says, and anything that's forbidden during the middle three fasts, Asr Be'ilah Shabbachrein, this is going to be forbidden in these last seven fasts. Halachazayin, V'yiseidah Seilu, moreover, there is more by these seven fasts, Shebehen Bovad Masrim, only by these last seven fasts do they blow the shofar. U'mispalim b'rchei be'ir, and they daven in the city square. U'meridin zakein lo'ichich l'am, and they bring down an elder to rebuke the people, k'dei sheshuv medarkam, that they repent from their ways. U'mesifin sheish brachas, they add on six brachas, six blessings, betvila shachas and betvila mincha, in the shemayin esrei of shachas and mincha. V'nimtzim mispalim, chavtal brachas, comes out instead of 18, they're davening 24 brachas. And b'noel nesachanuyas, they close the stores. Now, b'sheni, by Mondays, we said they fast Mondays and Thursdays. By Mondays, Samatin, they tilt, meaning they open up the door a little bit, La'es Erev, towards evening time. U'faiskan eschanuyas, and they open the stores so that people could buy food in the evening. Abachamisha, but on Thursdays, Paiskan Kalayim, they open the door the whole day, and they kavod HaShabbos because of the honor of Shabbos, which people need to buy food. Now, Vimish Lachanush Nepsachim, the store has two openings, two doorways. So, Paseich Achavin Erelecha, what you could do is you could open one and close the other one, again, to show that it's not full throttle. Now, v'imyesh lachanus itztaba, if the store has some like benches and platforms that they put the merchandise as for samples outside, then pesach kedarka b'chamisha, then you can open up the door in a normal way on Thursday. V'nechesh, you don't have to be concerned because since it's not open straight into the public domain because you have these platforms in the way, so it's not so like open as it would be regularly, and therefore that's okay. So then you can open regularly because anyways, these itztaba is are in the way. Halacha ches. Avdu elu b'leinenu. If let's say even this last third series of seven fasts passed and they weren't answered without rain, so then mematim b'masa matin. So then people start decreasing the commerce. Ubebinyashal simcha, and regarding the building of joy, kugain tzir v'kir, which is making these types of decorations and engravings on of forms on their walls. Ubenetiyashal simcha, any planting of joy, kugain, for example, mini hadas, certain types of myrtles, mini ha'olim, and certain types of tents. We diminish these types of planting. Umematim be'edusim and nesuin, and we diminish about getting engaged and getting married. Unless the person did not fulfill the mitzvah of being fruitful and multiply, of having children, then he can get married. Now, whoever fulfilled already the mitzvah of Per Rivia, and he's married, and it's forbidden to him, for him to have marital intimacy when it's a famine year, when there's no rain and there's no food. We diminish greeting another person interpersonally, one person to another person. And Tamid scholars, they don't greet. Rather, they're like scorned and excommunicated from Hashem. That's how they conduct themselves. Because obviously Hashem is sending a message by not having rain. An ignorant person who doesn't realize this and greets them, they respond with a loose lip, with a heavy head, meaning very, oh, okay, like so that they don't get upset, but really we're not supposed to be greeting. Halacha tes, regarding the last fastings that are again back to only individuals. So Talmud scholars, they go back only themselves, and they continue to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, until it passes the season of Nisan of this spring season, where basically the whole winter is gone, and we're going out through Nisan. But not the community. Because you don't make a decree on the community because the rain that didn't come down. More than these 13 fasts. As a community, they cannot handle more than that. Now, when the individuals who are fasting until the Nisan season is over, so they're allowed to eat at nighttime. They're permitted to do work. They could bathe themselves. They could anoint themselves. To marital intimacy. Wearing the shoes. It's like all of the fasts that this is permitted. They also stop. They don't fast on days that are Rosh Chodesh or Purim. Now, Yotze Nisan Shal Tkufa. If let's say it already passed the season of Nisan, Who that is, when is that? Kshegiah Hashemesh, when the sun reaches Letchilas Mazal Shor, which already described in the previous halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh at great length regarding the celestial beings, which that's 30 days after Tekufas Nisan, when the sun now in its orbit is in the beginning of Mazal of Taurus, of the second Mazal, so Amos An, and then they don't fast anymore, She'enak Shem Manazeh, because having rain at this time is not El Asumik Lal, it's only going to be a sign of a curse. Because it didn't come down rain from the beginning of the year. To rain now, it's not going to be even helpful. And therefore, at that point, they already stopped. Halacha Yud, regarding fasts in Chutz La'aretz. Now, the Medrash, when we say this whole halacha, is Be'eretz Yisrael B'chol Adayim La, is in the land of Israel, anything similar to it. Amakaymas, but regarding places where its season for rain is Koydim Yudzayim B'mecheshvan, is before the 17th of Mecheshvan. Oy Achaz Man Zawa, after this time. So, Keshagiyah Zman, when it comes time for their rain, B'lo Yudik Shama doesn't rain. Like we said, individuals start fasting Monday, Thursday, Monday. And then they stop at Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah Purim, and Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, and then they wait afterwards, like around 7 days. If it didn't rain after their Bahab, after their Monday, Thursday, Monday, the courts then decree on the community 13 fasts on the order like we described. Halachid Alf. Now, all the fasts that the community is decreed on out of Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to eat at night time, but and their law is like all other fasts, because we don't make a decree on the community, a public fast like Yom Kippur, which you have to stop eating already before night time. That's only in Eretz Yisrael, because of the rain, which is much needed in Eretz Yisrael. And only in those 10 fasts, which are Shein Shalosh and Tzoris, which are the 3 middle fasts, and the Shabbat Chayinus and the 7 last fasts, those are the only ones that will have this halacha of having to stop to eat from when it's still daytime.